Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, November 10th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, how appliances are costing you money when not in use and the importance of understanding credit in your 20s. Even when you're not using these electronics, they may still be sucking up energy and costing you money. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill compiled a list of so-called vampire appliances that could be costing you at least $250 a year in wasted energy. The first culprit is your flat-screen TV. It can cost you up to $160 a year when you're not using it, but there is a solution.
It has a few different names, but if you look up advanced power strip, this basically prevents electronics from using power when they're not in use.
Those same advanced power strips, which cost $15 to $30 a piece, can be used with your computer, DVR, set-top boxes, and video game consoles. All combined are probably costing you another $100 a year. Another piece of tech that makes the list is your cell phone and tablet chargers.
About $5 a year they're wasting just from being plugged in when they're not even charging your phone. And it's so easy just to unplug them when you take your phone off the charger itself.
Small kitchen appliances like coffee makers, toaster ovens, and microwaves could each be costing you $5 a year when not in use. Simply unplug them for the savings. Also, inspect them regularly. A damaged appliance could cost you even more in wasted utilities. Lastly, unless you work from home and print regularly, that laser printer is probably costing you a lot.
It's just sitting there plugged in drawing power. Doesn't cost you a ton a year, but you really don't need the thing plugged in all the time because you're probably maybe using it once a week or something. And that's really just a complete waste of power.
You can read more about these vampire appliances at MarketWatch.com. As we continue, why those in their 20s need to learn about credit now.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
The world of credit and finance can be daunting in your 20s, but Adam Levin of Credit.com says that's the best time to get it all figured out.
There are mainly two kinds of 20-somethings. Those who steer away from having any kind of credit or have yet to build a credit history, and those who take any and every credit offer available to them, rack up huge debt, and wake up sometime in their 30s deep in financial trouble and even deeper in regret. What's wrong with both these scenarios? Well, perhaps the worst mistake of all, a lack of planning for the future. Whether you're ready for it or not, your future is going to come knocking, and when it does, you'll likely want to buy a home, maybe even a new car, and if you want any of these things, you need to have a plan now. First things first, it's time to establish a good credit history. If you don't have credit or a credit score, you can start small by getting a store or secured credit card, and then use it to pay one of your regular monthly bills, such as your cell phone. Pay off or pay down the balance each month, making sure to keep it below 10 to 20% of the total available credit line. Also, make all your payments on time, because your payment history represents 35% of your credit score. Over time, this will lead to a good, strong credit history. Now, if you have a lot of credit card debt and are having trouble making your payments, try to focus on paying down all of your balances to less than 20% of your available credit. It may help to focus on paying down one account at a time, preferably the one with the highest interest rate, while maintaining on-time minimum payments on all the others. If you have trouble kicking the spending habit, maybe you shouldn't carry your credit cards while you pay down your balances. Now, once you've begun to establish a healthy credit history, you need to continue doing the right things. So how do you know if your efforts are leading to good credit? You can find out by checking your credit reports regularly and making sure they're accurate. You can also come to Credit.com and track your credit scores to follow your progress. Your 20s are the best time to get in the habit of managing credit, finances, and life responsibly. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.